You're listening to SBS News.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky is urging U.S. politicians to do more to protect his country from Russia's invasion in an address to the Congress on Wednesday, in which he pleaded with President Joe Biden to be the world's leader of peace.
Russia has turned the Ukrainian sky into a source of death for thousands of people.
President Zelensky continued his push for a no-fly zone over Ukraine and asked for more planes and defense systems to respond to the conflict, which began last month and has caused large-scale destruction in his country.
Russian troops have already fired nearly 1,000 missiles at Ukraine, countless bombs. They use drones to kill us with precision. This is a terror that Europe has not seen for 80 years, and we are asking for a reply, for an answer to this terror from the whole world. Is this a lot to ask for? To create a no-fly zone over Ukraine to save people? Is this too much to ask? Humanitarian no-fly zone.
He also called for more economic sanctions against Russia.
It is true, in the darkest time for our country, for the whole Europe, I call on you to do more. New packages of sanctions are needed constantly, every week, until the Russian military machine stops. Restrictions are needed for everyone on whom this unjust regime is based. We propose that the United States sanctions all politicians in the Russian Federation.
The Ukrainian president closed his address with a direct plea in English to U.S. President Joe Biden.
As the leader of my nation, I am addressing the President Biden. You are the leader of the nation, of your great nation. I wish you to be the leader of the world. Being the leader of the world means to be the leader of peace.
Along with NATO, Mr. Biden and many others have resisted a no-fly zone amid concerns that it would escalate the conflict with nuclear-armed Russia. The White House so far also has not supported a proposal to help transfer Russian-made MiG warplanes into Ukraine, though that idea has some support in Congress. Mr. Zelensky reminded Congress of the 9/11 attacks on the Twin Towers in 2001 and received a standing ovation. House of Representatives Speaker Nancy Pelosi introduced him with some Ukrainian words.
Good morning, Mr. President. Good morning, Madam Ambassador, who is with us this morning. Madam Ambassador. Mr. President, it is my honor to present to you the Congress of the United States, which has great respect and admiration and appreciation for your courageous leadership. Members of Congress, I have the high privilege and distinct honor of presenting to you the President of Ukraine, Volodymyr Zelensky. Slava Ukraina! Slava Ukraina!
Glory to heroes.
At the conclusion of his remarks, Mr. Zelensky placed his hand on his chest in thanks for the reception. Mr. Zelensky's address came a day after he made a plea to Canada's parliament for more Western sanctions on Russia and the imposition of a no-fly zone over Ukraine. He made similar appeals to the British and European parliaments this month. Russia is still calling its actions in Ukraine a special operation. President Vladimir Putin says it is going to plan.
The operation is developing successfully in strict accordance with pre-approved plans.
Mr. Putin added that Russia would achieve its goals and would not submit to what he called a Western attempt to achieve global dominance and dismember the country.
All the tasks set will certainly be solved. We will reliably ensure the security of Russia and our people, and will never allow Ukraine to serve as a springboard for aggressive actions against our country.
Mr. Putin acknowledged the pain that Western sanctions were inflicting on the economy, but insisted that Russia could withstand the blow.
The illegitimate actions to freeze part of the foreign exchange reserves of the Bank of Russia draw a line under the reliability of the so-called first-class assets. De facto, and the US and the EU have declared a real default on their obligations to Russia. Now everyone knows that financial reserves can be simply stolen.
President Putin has consistently described the democratically elected leaders of Ukraine as neo-Nazis bent on committing genocide against Russian speakers in the east of the country.
It was a real threat. Already in the foreseeable future, with the international military cooperation, the pro-Nazi regime in Kyiv could have received weapons of mass destruction, whose target, of course, would have been Russia.
President Biden has now labeled Mr. Putin a war criminal, citing the bombing of hospitals and doctors being held hostage. In the past, the White House has avoided using the phrase war criminal, citing an ongoing investigation into Russia's invasion of Ukraine. And the International Court of Justice has ordered Russia to halt its actions in Ukraine, and although the ruling is binding, it is difficult to enforce. Aslam Al-Ghalib, SBS News.